We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Purim, Halacha Hei, to paragraph Yud. And this is based on chapter 55 in the first half of Likutei Moran. We dedicate the Shir today, Le'ilui Nishmas, Iser Zev, B'Reb Eliezer Lippa, whose yahrzeit is today, the 23rd of Av, Toivayin versus Ra'ayin. Ve'ikar Hachnoas Hora'ayin, the main force that eliminates and defeats this Ra'ayin is when we're able to be malamed schus on Rishoim. Shakodesh Baruch Hu malamed schus al Arosho, whereby Hashem is malamed schus on Arosho, shalidezeh nitzoil hatzadik. And through this, the tzadik is saved from being harmed by the Rosho. As Rabbi Nizal explains over there in chapter 55, Vaydezeh nischazek mo'er enov shel tzadik. And this also strengthens the vision of the tzadik, v'zoicha l'tfila, and he's zoicha to a more powerful, effective tfila. V'alkein, and therefore, koidem mapolas homon nizgadel mo'id mo'id. Before Haman had his downfall, he rose to very high levels of power and wealth. And that's what brought about the powerful downfall. Because so long as Haman had not had his fill of glory and power, Hashem was being malamed schus, and Hashem held back his powerful justice from Haman. Adarabba, just the opposite. Heirim v'gidei loisei moed moed. Hashem lifted him up and elevated him tremendously. V'zeh b'chinas, this is what it says in the Megillah. Achar hadvorim ho'ele gidal hamelech es Haman. The king elevated Haman, and hamelech always means Hashem and lahavdil achashverosh. Vayenaseu, Hashem elevated him. Vayosem eskisoi me'al sorei ha'melech. Hashem elevated his status above all the other ministers. Vezois hagedula hi bechinas limud schus. And this greatness that the Rosh experiences is an expression of Hashem's being malamed schus, Hashem justifying him, supposedly. Shashim yisbarach malamed schus ala Rosho. This ends up protecting and saving the tzaddik. And now we'll get a much deeper understanding of the part where Achashverosh removes his ring from his hand and gives it over to Haman to empower him. Ki kol dovor yesh lo shoyresh lamalo ki adua. Because everything in this world has a source above in heaven, in Ruchnius. V'hasoras hatabas miyad hamelech merames al hasoras hatabas miyad ho'elyon. Was alluding to kaviyochol Hashem removing his ring from the heavenly hand. Ki ashon yisborach kaviyochol hoishit yodoi v'ochaz b'mishpotes yodoi. Because as we explained in the previous year, Kaviyochol Hashem extended his hand and grabbed hold of the Mishpat and withheld the Mishpat, the judgment, from Haman Arosho. Adarabba, and just the opposite, Nosan Loi Biyodoi, Kaviyochol Gedula Rabo Moi. Hashem actually gave Haman greatness with Hashem's hand. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, ki ato omol vokas tabit, you Hashem kaviyochol look at anger rishoyim loseis biyodecha and give with your hand. Ad shepenei Hashem nistor b'ho'isei ro. At those times when kaviyochol the face of Hashem is hidden inside the rosho, oz yesh lohem kol hagdula v'akovoy. Then they're experiencing greatness, power, glory, fame. V'zeh b'chinas hasoras hatabas miyad hamelech lohamon. The king removing his ring and giving it over to Haman. Ki hatabas hu choysom hamelech. Because in those days especially, the ring was the seal of the king. Shekol Mishpate HaMelech Nechtomim Al Yodoi, whereby all judgments of the king are sealed by his ring. Kimavoy Hashem Be'inyan, as we find in Megillas Esther, Be'inyan Shekol Mishpate HaMalchus Hoyu Al Yidei HaTabas, whereby all the judgments and decisions that Achashverosh gave forth were sealed by his ring. V'nechtam b'yad ha-melech, it says, b'tabas ha-melech. V'oz Hashem Yisborach heirim mishpotim mimenu. And at that time, Hashem kaviyochel removed his mishpot from Haman. Adarabba, kaviyochel histir ponov u'mishpotoi b'soichoi. Just the opposite. Hashem hid his face and his justice inside of Haman. U'mosar lois ha-mishpot. And Hashem gave over to Haman the power to be the judge. As the Gemara says, that be careful when you challenge a Rasha, because there are certain times that the Rasha is Zoyche Bedin, that the Rasha ends up getting a judgment in his favor. As if he's in full control of the Mishpat. Ki penei Hashem mustor boisei rokanal. Because the Torah tells us that the face of Hashem sometimes is hidden in these evil, wicked people. Ki penei Hashem zebechinas hamishpot sheyoytzei mipnei Hashem. The term penei Hashem here refers to Hashem's justice, which comes forth from his face, kaviyochel. As we say in our tefillah, Milfonecha Mishpotenu Yetzei. Hashem, let our judgment come forth from you. And the word is Milfonenu, Kaviyochel, from the Pnei Hashem. Ukamei Shekosuv, and as the Torah writes, that when a person will commit a certain type of evil, the Pasuk says, Hashem says, Vesamti Ponai Boishahu, I will place my face upon that person. And other psukim in the Torah which use this terminology. And during those times when Hashem is justifying the Rasha, he's letting the leash out, he's giving the Rasha a lot of room to operate, to function, and to rise to power, Oz Moshit Es Yoda Yolov, then kaviyochel Hashem extends his hand over the Rasha, umastir haponim v'mishpat chashon, and Hashem hides his face, his true justice, bebchinas penei Hashem bo'osei ra, as it says clearly in the pasuk. V'oz yesh lem kol hagdula v'kavod, and then the Rishonim experience this greatness, this respect, v'zoyche badin, and they seem to be successful in court, ke'ilu hamishpat etzlo, as if the justice is in his favor completely. Bechinas hasoras hatabas hamelech, choysam hamelech, which is represented by the removal of the ring of the king, the seal of the king, dahainu mishpatei hamelech, which is the thing that seals the judgments of the king, shenim saroz lahaman, which at that point in time was given over to Haman. Ki achshov kol hamishpot mustar etzlam bagolus. Because now, when we, Klal Yisrael, are in Golus, the whole power of Mishpot is hidden by the Goyim. Very often, we have to come on to their courts and abide by their laws. V'alkein afilu bikdusha, kesheroitzim lifoil eizem mishpot v'takifus bishvil kiyum dosenu akodosh. And this is why we find that even within the arena of holiness, when we want to be able to establish certain laws and initiate certain powers in order to continue to maintain our Yiddishkeit, tzrichin lifoil al yodam daika, we have to function through the government, through the secular government, through their judiciary. K'meshekosov Rabbeinu Zal b'mokam acher, simen chof. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 20 in Likut Imran, where he writes that at certain times when the power of Klal Yisrael isn't that strong, then even when we want to establish things for our own community, we have to come on to them. Ki penei Hashem, shehu hamishpot Mustar Etzlam, because Kaviyochel, the face of Hashem, which represents Hashem's Mishpat, Milfonecho Mishpatein Yetze, is hidden by them. Paragraph Yud Aleph, V'hastora Hazois, Shepnei Hashem Mustar Boisei Ro, and this hiddenness of Hashem, whereby Kaviyochel, the face of Hashem, is hidden by the Rishoim, She'achakein Nasem Apolosam Alideze, whereby afterwards, this is what brings about their downfall. Bibichinas Penei Hashem Boisei Ro, Kidei Lahachris Boeret Zichram. The pasuk begins by saying the face of Hashem is found by these evil people, but the pasuk concludes to cut them off, to destroy them completely. Hahastoro Hazois, this hiddenness, Zebichinas Esther, is associated with Esther. The word Esther means Hastora. Shenilkecho lebeis hamelech Achashverosh. And she was taken inside the palace of Achashverosh. Ki Esther hi bechinas Hastora. Because Esther represents the concept of Hastora. Kamo Shomer Chazal, as the Gemara says, Esther men haTorah minayin. Where do we find Esther mentioned in the Chumash? Shenemar v'onoichi hastir astir esponai b'yomahu. The pasuk which speaks about Hashem hiding His face. Ki Esther hoiso yefas toyar v'toyvas mare. Because Esther Amalko is described by the Torah as exceptionally beautiful. Ki chut shel chesed moshuch aleho. She had a glow of Hashem's kindness shining upon her. Because Kaviyochel Hashem was Mashpia, sent upon her a beauty and a charm that came Kaviyochel from Hashem's face. Mibchinas Shloishmeyos v'shivim nohoirin shel oir aponim elyoinim. From the 370 lights of the face of Hashem, Kaviyochel. This is a term that's used in Sifrei Kabbalah many times, referring to the 10 spheros, which are divided into two categories. The three upper ones are referred to as hundreds. The seven lower ones are referred to as tens. So the total is referred to as the Shin Ayin Nohoirin of the Oir Haponim, the 370 lights of Kaviyochel, the face of Hashem. Nimso she'Esther hi bechinas haponim ho'elyoinim. So that Esther Amalka represents Kaviyochel, the face of Hashem, the heavenly face, shenistero behester vehelem godel, which went into tremendous hiding and hiddenness, shenis alma hakedusha kol kach, whereby the holiness got so hidden at shenilkecho Esther hatzadekes lebeis hamelech Achashverosh, to the point where this holy woman, Esther hatzadekes, was taken into one of the most unholy places in the world, Achashverosh's palace. Shezeu bechinas pnei Hashem bo'isei ro. This is a living example of Kaviyochel, the face of Hashem, going inside the oisei ro. But for what purpose? Kedei lahachrisam, in order to bring about the downfall of the Rishoim. Shenilkecho Esther, shibchinas haastoro, shenistar pnei Hashem boisei ro. That's why Esther Amalka was taken, she's this haastoro, whereby the pnei Hashem went into the oisei ro. Vaydeze nichras homon vizaroi. And this resulted in the elimination of Homon and all of his children. Shehu hora'ayin, he's an example of the ra'ayin. As we mentioned in the previous year, V'chir ois Homon es Mordechai Yehudi, several psukim where it spoke about Homon looking. V'alkein daiko achar shenilkecho Esther lebeis hamelech, oz daiko nizgat el Homon. And this is why if you follow the story of Purim, you see right after Esther Amalka was taken into the palace of Achashverosh, we see Homon rising to greater heights. K'moy shekosuv, Achar hadvorim hoele gidal hamelech es homon. Ki oz daiko be'eis shepnei Hashem muster boi seiro. Because it's at a time like this, when the face of Hashem goes into hiding among the Rishoim, Esther Amalka being hidden away in the palace of Achashverosh, oz yesh lahem kol hagedula, then the Sidra Achra, the other side, has all of this greatness, Al Yidei Penei Hashem Daiko Hamustaben, which is coming from this face of Hashem, which is hidden inside the place of the Sidra Achra. Shehu Bechinas Esther Shenil Kecholabesam. This is Esther Amalka being taken to their house. However, subsequently, Al Yidei Zeh Daika, through this specifically, by Esther being there and being the queen, Humapolosun. This is what brings about the complete downfall of the Russia. Bibchinas Pnei Hashem Boiseiro Lehachrisam. Kimavur B'mayim Ranal, as Rabbi Nizal explains in chapter 55 in the Kutimran. V'ho Iker. And Rabbi Nizal stresses over there in Likutei Moran that our response to all of this, the most important response that we can give when we see all of this is Hu Hatfila. Ki Be'ez HaHastora. Because at a time like this, when Kaviyochel, the divine presence of Hashem, the Pnei Hashem is hidden, Shehora Ayin Mizgaber, and the evil eye is becoming stronger, Upnei Hashem Mustar Bohem, and the Pnei Hashem is hidden in the domain of the Sidra Achra, Oz Be'emes Hoya Yisrael B'Sakona Gedoila. At that point in time, Klal Yisrael was in major danger. Ki Yizgaber Aleim Hora Ayin Shu Haman Moed, because the evil eye, which is Haman, became very powerful. Bifrat Ki Nichshelu B'Bovel B'Noshim Nochriyos. Especially since the Gemara tells us that what brought all of this about was the fact that during the 70 years of Golas Bavel, there were Jews who were marrying non-Jewish women. Shehu Pigam Taivazu, which is the Pigam of Taivas Niyuf, Shehi Iker Hora'ayin, which we explained in the previous year, that's the real Ra'ayin, Loisasuru Achrei Lavavchem V'Achrei Nechem Asher Atem Zoinim Achreim. That was one major, major pigam. V'gam ne'enu misudosei sheloisei rosha. And also the fact that there were Jews that enjoyed and participated in the suda, the great banquet that Achashverosh made. Shehu pigam achila, which means a major sin regarding eating. Bechinas pigam achilas eitz hadas, which is similar to and tied into the pigam of Adam and Chava, eating from the eitz hadas. To be affected by a roya halev, an evil heart, which is connected to the ra'ayin. We quoted the Gemara in the previous year that shuraino da'ayno balipotalia, that the vision of the eye is dependent on the heart. We know that there's a pasuk, v'histarti ponai v'hoyo lechol. Hashem says, I will hide my face, and they will be destroyed completely. The word lechel in that context, in pshat, means to be destroyed. But Rabbi Nizal brings that pasuk in Likutei Moran to teach us that when a person is eating b'kedusha, he's zoichet to the ha'oras ponim, to see a beautiful bright light coming from Hashem's face, kaviyochel. When a person is poigem in achila, when a Jew eats improperly, v'histarti ponai, that causes hester ponim of Hashem, as we see in our case here. So because the Jews were nichshal in both of these areas, pegam abris, pegam achila, v'alkein hoisei hisgabrusoi gedoyla ma'oid, this is why Haman's power was very, very big. Aval Hashem yisborach sholach lanu oz, as Mordechai v'Esther. However, Hashem sent us during that time this great tzaddik and tzidkonus, Mordechai and Esther. Mordechai nischazek daika al yidei goydel ha-hastoro shenilkecho Esther lebeis hamelech. And Mordechai at tzaddik didn't get depressed. He wasn't destroyed. On the contrary, he became encouraged and stronger by the fact that Esther was taken into the palace of Ahasuerush. Shehu b'chinas hastoras pnei Hashem, which is this hester ponim of Hashem. Shemishom hoyanim shagdulos ha'shalom en arasha, from which Haman arasha was gaining power. Mordechai nischazek al yidei zeh daika. This gave Mordechai energy and strength. Ki zeh b'chinas tzel hanimshach al yidei shakodesh baruch hu moishit yodoi lelameid zchus al arasha ulahagbi oisoi lapiloi. This fits in beautiful, beautifully with what Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likut Yamram, that Kaviyochel, when Hashem extends his hand to the Rasha, that generates a tzeil, a protective covering, a shade over the tzaddik, shalidezeh daiko nischazek moer einov shelat tzaddik. And this strengthens the vision, the light of the eyes of the tzaddik, umabit lemerochoik, and enables him to see in the distance, not just to see what's in front of him, but to see in the distance. Umispalel Hashem Yisborach, and the tzaddik davens to Hashem. V'zeh b'chinas Mordechai, shohyo noisein liboy. This is Mordechai HaTzadik, who studied everything very carefully. V'hoyo mistakel umamin b'Hashem Yisborach. And he looked carefully and believed and trusted Hashem completely. Shebevadai lo yalchinom nilkecho Esther lebeis he'orel. He understood that it wasn't just a simple thing. It wasn't for no reason that Hashem allowed Esther to be taken into the house of this filthy Achashverosh. V'hoyomamin shebevadai hu liyeshuas Yisrael. And Mordechai HaTzadik believed that this is not a terrible thing. This is Hashem preparing the Yeshua, the salvation for Klal Yisrael. Kama shepirush Rashi Shem, as Rashi HaKodesh points out over there in the Megillah. Hainu shohoyom meivin al yedei ha-hastora bi'atzma. That Mordechai HaTzadik, by seeing the Hastora, by seeing Hashem go into hiding in this way, Shehi Bechinas Mashanil Kecha Esther, Shebevadai Tzadik VeYoshor Mishpatei Hashem. Hashem is definitely righteous. Hashem knows exactly what he's doing. Vayidezeh Nischazek Liboy. And this is what gave him the encouragement that he needed. VeHispalel Hashem, and he davened Hashem. And the more that Mordechai HaTzadik saw Haman becoming more and more powerful, Mordechai HaTzadik did not doubt Hashem for a moment. Adarabba, just the opposite. This energized him. This made him stronger. Increased the intensity and the amount of the tefillos, Kama Shekosov, as it says clearly in the Megillah, Vayetze b'soicho yir, Vayizak z'oko gedoilu mora, V'chein kol Yisrael imoy tzoaku v'spalu v'etiru v'shanol Hashem Yisborach. And so too all of Klal Yisrael cried out and prayed and screamed and pleaded with Hashem. V'ikar hatfila, and the main tefila was, Le'oireh schusofos, to awaken and activate the merit of the Avos HaKdoshim, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. We know that all the tzaddikim employ this secret weapon. We know that our Shmoneh Esrei begins with the words Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. We know that even Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was davening to have Hashem forgive the Jews for the Egel Azov, it wasn't until he said Zechor Li Avraham Li Yitzchak Li Yaakov, the next pasuk says that Hashem forgave the Jews. Shalidezeh zoichen l'Eretz Yisrael. Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likut Yamram that when we're ma'oire v'zechus avos, we're zoichet to awaken the power of Eretz Yisrael. As the pasuk says, v'zocharti es brisi Yaakov, v'af es brisi Yitzchok, v'af es brisi Avraham eskor, v'ho'oretz eskor. These go together. As Rabbeinu Zal quoted the pasuk in Tehillim, Shev liyamini ad oshes oivecho hadoim l'raglecha. Sit down to my right side and watch how I'll make all your enemies into your footstool. And we know that Yamin is Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says Binyamin was called Benyamin. He was born in Eretz Yisrael. V'alkein gozru tainis shloisha yomin. And this is why Mordechai HaTzadik and Esther HaMalka imposed a 3-day fast. Shehem keneged shloisha avos, corresponding to the 3 forefathers of the Jewish people. Kimuva, as is brought in the Zohar HaKadosh, it's together with the 3 avos HaKadoshim that Esther HaMalka goes up before the king. We know that Esther HaMalka is referred to as the Malchus of Kedusha, the Shechina HaKadosha. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Esther is begematria shoshana. Kishoshana kein hachoichim kein rayosi bein habonois. The Shekhinah, the Malchus of Hashem, is referred to as Esther, Shoshana. just as the throne of Hashem, listen to this, the throne of Hashem, the Kisei Mishpat, is comprised of four legs, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and David HaMelech, the Malchus, corresponding to the four letters of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. So too we have here Esther HaMalka, the Malchus, going up before Hashem together with the three Ovois Sagdoishim. V'alkein, and this is why it says in the Megillah, Bayoim Hashlishi, it's on the third day of the fast, Vatilbash Esther Malchus. The term Malchus here refers to the divine spirit of Hashem, Ruach HaKodesh. Zebechinas, this is tied into what Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likut Emran, Ba'asar Da'avon Tamon, Shchinta Tamon. Wherever the Ovois HaKodeshim are, the Shechina is there. And Ruach HaKodesh is another term that's used for the Shechina. Al came therefore, Bayoim Hashlishi, on the third day of the fast, Bechina Shloisha Ovois, when the power of the three Ovois was activated, Shenisoyeru al yidei Tfilosam v'Zakosam Kemuva, which they activated through their Tfila, through their cries, as is brought. She'oz holach Eliyahu v'hoyomoyres Ovois. That's when Elianovi went to the Moras HaMapela, and he awakened the Ovois HaKadoshim and said, do you know what's going on with your children? There's a Haman HaRosha who wants to destroy him completely. Vaidezeh lovsho Esther Malchus. As the Zohar HaKadosh says, Ba'asar da'avon tamon shchinta tamon. Where the Ovois HaKadoshim are, the Shekhinah is there. Dehi Eretz Yisrael. And the Shekhinah is synonymous with the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael. Shehu bechinas chala, schus Ovois, as the Zohar HaKadosh says. The mitzvah of chala, ches lamed hei, which is begimatria gam, which represents the Shekhinah. V'af gam zois behiyoysam beretz aveim lo imastem, as we explained in the previous shurim. V'aydeze shehemshichu bechinas Eretz Yisrael, aydei shloisha Ovois, aydei tfilosam o tfilas Mordechai, and by the Jews at that time drawing the power of Eretz Yisrael through the three Ovois HaKadoshim, through their prayers and the prayers of Mordechai HaTzadik, Shetfilosoi Hoyot Ketikunoi Betachlis HaShlemus, whereby the tefillah of Mordechai HaTzadik was perfect to the highest degree of perfection, Hamavur B'mayim Ranal, which Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on and explains over there in chapter 55 in Likut Imran. Rabbeinu Zal goes into many details showing the comparison between the avoid of the Parah Aduma and the our tefillah. Ayidezeh zocha, through this, the Jewish people was zoche, sheloi dai sheloi ro horosho homon or ra'ayin, masherotze lirois b'mordechai, that not only was the evil, wicked Haman, this Ra'ayin, not successful in bringing about the destruction of Mordechai like he wanted to, afgam nishapech, but rather things turned around completely, v'ro Mordechai hatzadik b'homon arosha, mashehu rotzalir boy, and Mordechai hatzadik was zechet to see, imposed on Haman arosha, what Haman wanted to impose on Mordechai hatzadik. V'soloes Haman aloeitz, and they hung Haman on the scaffold, asher heichen leMordechai, which he had prepared for Mordechai. Hakol kimevushon b'mayim aranal. All of this fits beautifully and is explained clearly in that chapter in Likut Imran. Shezoicha hatzadik al yidei bechina hanal lirois b'horosho masherotzo lirois boy. Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likut Imran that by the tzaddik following this formula, when he sees the Rosha being successful, not being hurt by that in any way, not being mahara, not thinking any negative thoughts about Hashem, not doubting Hashem in any way, but rather realizing that this is a shmira for me, to give me the time and the opportunity to be mispalel, to really be mispalel, that the Rosha should go high enough that when he falls, he should splatter completely, so that it should be a permanent downfall for the Rosha. V'chol zeh niskayim oz b'imei Mordechai v'Esther. And all of this came to pass at that time, during the time of Mordechai and Esther, shezochu al yidei tfilosam hagedoyla, who were zeche through their great tfila, lirois boy, masherotza lirois b'mordechai, to be able to see happen to Haman what Haman wanted should happen to Mordechai. As we say during Slichos, Hashem, please answer our prayers like you answered the prayers of Mordechai and Esther. So we see that this is what they did. This is what all good Jews do when there's any crisis, any emergency. They daven, they scream, they pray to Hashem.
The subjugation of the Rosh Te'im is through finding a limud zchus.
Somebody is standing 1,000 feet in front of me, an enemy, and he wants to kill me. He really wants to kill me. And I have a bow and arrow in my hand. And I take the bow, I put the arrow in, and I pull the arrow back. And I say to my son, my little three-year-old son, watch what I'm going to do to him. And my son sees me pulling that arrow back. And he says, Daddy, you lost it. He's over there. He's not in the back. And Daddy smiles and says, watch. And he lets go of the arrow. And depending on how far back he pulled back, that will determine how fast and how effective that arrow is going to be. This is a perfect example of what we're talking about here. The Gemara says that when Hashem wants to bring about the downfall of a serious Russia, the way it's done is by lifting him up. He's got to go high up enough in order to bring about a complete and final destruction of the Russia. Make sense?
Yes, thank you, Rav Nosson.
Sure, sure.
Rav Nosson.
Please.
This, in Sefer Amidah says that the person has a problem, then if he can solve it with money, he should try to solve it with money.
Correct.
I don't know how it's related to this.
There is such a concept. Rabbeinu Zal mentions it in Sefer Amidah, and I've heard it said at times in terms of an Eitzah by a Tzaddik, that sometimes, let's say, Chas V'Shalom, a person parks their car where they shouldn't have parked it, in an illegal, and they get a ticket. And the person says, oy, 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 I'm going to go to the Kaisla, I'm going to go to Miron to be mispalel that this ticket should be eliminated. Sometimes the advice of the Tzaddik is, pay the ticket and keep learning Torah. You want to go to Mekomos HaKdoshim? There are other reasons or better reasons or a better time to go than just to battle this ticket, that kind of thing. You follow? There are certain issues where if it can be resolved with money in a reasonable way, it's the right thing to do. In certain instances where it could be resolved with a reasonable amount of money, it's the right thing to do. It's the correct thing to do. And in our case, we saw the tzedakah of Klal Yisrael, the shkolim of Klal Yisrael, and we saw Haman trying to defeat that with his Aseres El Alofim Kikar Kesef, and Hashem said that we won. Our tzedakah preempted and defeated all of his money, all of Haman's money.
When they spoke about activating the power of Eretz Yisrael, how does that fit in and how did that work here?
Rabbeinu Zal had started off in Likut Imran, that chapter in Likut Imran begins that in order to be able to see the downfall of one's enemies, a person must activate the holiness and power of Eretz Yisrael. Now the term Eretz Yisrael is sometimes used as a synonym for the Shekhinah, again, the divine spirit of Hashem. The Pasuk says, Shchon Eretz Ure'ei Emunah. Eretz Yisrael represents the most concentrated place of the divine spirit of Hashem, the Shekhinah. So Rabbeinu Zalveh begins the chapter with this statement, and he quotes the Pasuk that I said, the Pasuk in Tehillim, which says, Hashem says, Shev liyamini, sit down by my right side, ad oshis soivecho adem l'raglecha. All of our enemies, they'll be below us. They'll be under our feet. Now, the word Yemini, Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in the Likut Imran, that the Gemara tells us, Yemini, the word Yemin, refers to Eretz Yisrael. As the Torah says, why was Binyamin called Binyamin? Ben Yemin, because he was born in the country that's at the right side, Eretz Yisrael, which is referred to as Yemin. So Rabbeinu Zal shows there that in order for Klal Yisrael to see the downfall of our enemies, it requires the power of Eretz Yisrael. Now we know, for example, we have a very basic halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that all the prayers of all Jews throughout the world, where do they pray towards? Towards Eretz Yisrael. The Pasuk says, V'hispalalu eilecha derech artzon. They will pray to you, Hashem, via their land. All Jews all over the world face Eretz Yisrael. And the Jews in Eretz Yisrael face Yerushalayim. And the Jews in Yerushalayim face the Beis HaMikdash, because again, this is what's empowering our tefillah. There's a Kedusha, there's a Shechina, there's a Mishpat. The Midas HaDin of Hashem, all the Midas of Hashem are coming, are emanating. The Gemara says the 10 levels of holiness in the world begin in Eretz Yisrael. There are 10 levels of holiness. It starts in Eretz Yisrael. So this is the generator.
Great, thanks so much.
Sure. Okay, back inside, paragraph Yubeis. V'zeh b'chinas ma'sheh zimno Esther es homon al hasuda. Now we'll understand why Esther invites Haman to join in a meal with her and the king. V'amur Rabbi Seinusal, and the Gemara comments about this. The Gemara quotes the pasuk, shezeh b'chinas, if your enemy is hungry, feed him bread, because by doing this, you're throwing hot coals on his head. Ki Esther hi b'chinas ha-hastora. Because as we mentioned before, Esther represents this hiddenness of Hashem. B'chinas Hashem mustar p'nei Hashem bo'isei ro, whereby the face of Hashem is hidden in the sitra achra, in the evildoers, kedei lahachrisam. When we send paratroopers across enemy lines, they parachute into the enemy territory, and a person looks at that and says, "Hey, terrible! They're leaving us. They're joining the enemy. They're not joining the enemy. They're the elite force that'll bring about the downfall of the enemy, more so than 1,000 foot soldiers or other things." Where at first it seems as if the Rishonim are having all of this greatness and power. Shezel b'chinas hagedula v'hisnasus shel Haman achar shenilkecha Esther daika. And this is why we see in the Megillah a clear connection. Esther is taken into the palace, and the Megillah says, right achar hadvar meila, right after Esther is taken in the palace, Haman rises. V'alkein, and therefore basoif nistar pnei Hashem kol kach. At the end, the face of Hashem becomes so hidden, at shezimno Esther es Haman, to the point where Esther invites Haman. Dahainu shepnei Hashem hamuster, this hiddenness of the face of Hashem, higbia oisei beyoisei veyoisei, takes him to a whole new level. Besides Achashverosh having everybody bow to him, now he is the one individual who is invited to dine with the king and the queen. The Oz Daika, and specifically then, Kishenisnase Lemalamoid, when he reaches this pinnacle, this great height, Alide Oitzim Hastoras Pnei Hashem, as a result of the face of Hashem being so hidden, Shehu Bechinas Esther, which is being represented by Esther, Oz Hoyom Apolosoi Daika. That's when his downfall takes place. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, Pnei Hashem Boi Seiro Lahachrisam, to destroy them. And all of this is achieved through the powerful prayer, Ki Bo'eis Shezimno Esther Es Haman Al Asuda, because when the Jewish people heard about this, when Mordechai communicated to them that Esther is inviting Haman to dine with her and the king, Oz Yotzo Lev Yisrael V'Nishba Libo Moid Moid. That's when the Jewish hearts were shattered. We thought she was on our side. Look what's going on here. V'shofchu libam kamayim lefonav yisborach. And they poured out their hearts to Hashem. They spilled their guts in prayers to Hashem. Kimuva b'sforim, as Rav Nosson Zal says, is brought out in Sforim HaKadoshim, that this is what happened. Haynu sheba'eis oitzem ha-hastora. Meaning that when the divine presence of Hashem becomes so hidden and so secluded, Oz tzrichin lehizgaber ma'oid lehispalel v'lizoy kash el Hashem. What we need to, our response has to be extreme prayer to Hashem. Turn it on, ratchet up. V'ideizeh zoichin lehinotzel mehora'ayin. And that's how we save ourselves from that negative force of the sitra achra, the ra'ayin, the evil eye. Ad shezochu lirois boi, to the point where the Jews were zeiche to see happen to Haman what Haman wanted to do to Mordechai. Paragraph Yud Gimel, v'zeh b'chinas, and this is why This whole chapter begins with the words, Balaila hahu nodedo shnas hamelech. On that night, the sleep of the king was disturbed, was withheld. Ki hasheno nimsheches mebechinas hora ayin, shubechinas misa. Because sleep is an aspect of this ra'ayin, which is death. As the Gemara says, ki hasheno echot mishishim b'misa, that sleep is 1/60th of death. And how was death introduced into the world? Through the Pigam of the Eitz Hadas. How did that happen? It says, Vateirecha chavasua, ki taiva hula einayim. It was attractive to her eyes. Remember, the ra'ayin. So sleep is an aspect of this ra'ayin. Had they not eaten from the Eitz Hadas, we wouldn't have needed sleep. V'alkein anu mevakshim koidem asheinu, and this is why we pray before going to sleep in the Kriya Shema Lamita, v'ho'er einai, Hashem, please lift up my eyes, bring light into my eyes, pen ishan hamoves, so I shouldn't chas v'shom sleep, my sleep shouldn't be a deadly sleep. V'alkein mevakshim, and this is why we ask again in Kriya Shema Lamita, uvetzel kenofecho tastireni, Hashem, hide me and protect me in the shade of your wings. Beyodcho afkid ruchi, Hashem, I'm giving over my spirit into your hand. All the words that Rabbeinu Zal uses over there in the Kudumran, Vatoicha is bemishpat yodi, all about this yad. Ki nitzoyle mehora ayin, al yidei bechinas hayad. Because we, the Jewish nation, are saved and protected and shielded from this ra'ayin through this hand of Hashem, kaviyochol, al-yidei b'chinas tzel yad, through the shade of the hand of Hashem. B'chinas, as the Pasuk says, uvetzel yodi kisisicha, with the shade of my hand, I cover you up. V'zeh shomar Haman, and this is why when Haman presents his proposal to Achashverosh, he says, yeshnoi am echod. V'dorsh Rabbi Seinuzal, the Gemara says, yeshnoi min ha-mitzvois. They're sleeping. Sure, the Jewish nation is powerful. Sure, many of their adversaries failed when they went up against them. But now they're asleep. They've been in Golis for 70 years. The Gemara tells the story of Chayne Amagel, who slept for 70 years, which means they disconnected themselves from all 70 channels of the Torah, the Shivim Ponim Shel Torah. Ki Omar, because Haman said, Shehasheno hanimsheches mehora ayin hisgabra alayim. This is not a healthy sleep. Their sleep now is coming from the ra ayin. Again, the ayin. Ayin is 70. V'alkein ho yohannes al yidei nidud shena. And this is why, how does the miracle come about? By someone not being able to sleep. Shehu b'chinas hachnoas hora ayin, which is the defeat of this ra'ayin. Look how Rav Nosson Zal is looking at this whole story of Purim through the eyes of the Likutei Moran, and suddenly all the pieces fit together perfectly. And through the Sifrei Chassidus, through the Sifrei Kabbalah, a person is getting an inside view. They're going backstage. Paragraph Yudalit. V'alkein tekev kishoim de me'ashena loiv shim tzitzis utfilim. And this is why when a Jewish man gets up in the morning, the first things he does is he puts on tzitzis and tefillin, shehein b'chinas tikun ho'einayim, which are the tikun for the eyes. Ki tzitzis hein b'chinas einayim d'kedusha kanal. Because we mentioned in the previous year that tzitzis are the tikun for the eyes. V'lo yisasuru achrei levavchem v'achrei einechem. Remember? And also meitzitz min acharakim, to peek through the curtains, meitzitz, tzitzis, looking, the eyes. V'chein tefillin, and we see the mitzvah of tefillin is also, the Torah connects it to the eyes. U'letoitofois bein einecho, that the tefillin have to be positioned on the forehead, opposite, between the eyes. And this is why the Megillah makes a point of telling us that when Haman was defeated completely, and Mordechai HaTzadik rose up to greatness, Mordechai HaTzadik is dressed and covered with these holy garments. Shekol zehu hepech hara'ayin. All of this is the opposite of the evil eye. Ki hachnoas hara'ayin. Because the way that we, on a daily basis, defeat this power of ra'ayin, while yidei levushin digdusha is by dressing ourselves in these holy garments, shehei mechasna lodon, which cover and protect and shield the person. V'alkein zochuos letzitzes utfilin. And this is why the Jews at that time were zochet to a renewal in the mitzvah of tzitzis and tefillin, as the Gemara says, on the pasuk la Yehudim hoisa oira v'simcha v'sosain v'yikar, the Gemara says, v'yikar elu tefillin. That refers to the tefillin. Ki heim bechinas levushin digdusha. They are these holy garments, shemachniyin es hora'ayim, which defeat the evil eye. Bebchinas, as it says in Parshas Mishpatim, a person lends money to a poor man, and they take collateral from one of his garments, it says, make sure to return it to him when he needs it. If it's a bed sheet, if it's a bed cover, return it to him at night so he can use it. The pasuk says, ki hi ksusoi lavado, hi simlosoi loira. This is his only garment. This is the garment for his skin. The Zohar Kodesh says on this pasuk, ki hi ksusoi lavado do tzitzis. That's a remez to the covering of tzitzis. He simlosei la'oiroi, this is a garment for his skin. The word oir means skin, the word oir means leather. Do tefillin, that's a remez to the mitzvah of tefillin. These are the Jewish, the holy garments. La'yudum ha'isa oira v'simcha v'sosain. V'sosain, the Gemara says, zumila, refers to the mitzvah of mila. Ki ha'orlo hi bechinas anonin demechasyan alainin. Bechinas ra'ayin, which is this concept of an evil eye, bechinas pigam abris, shehu ikar hora ayin, which we learned in the previous shiurim, that pigam abris is the real expression of ra ayin, because in order to commit, a person looks where they're not supposed to, and that results in chas v'shalom, the sins of pigam abris. Val yedei ha'avoras ha'orlo, and when there's a bris mila, and then through the mitzvah of mila, bechinas tikan abris, that elevates this child, that takes the child out of the category of ra'ayin and elevates it to the status of toivayin. Bechinas toivayin hu yevoyroch, ki shom tzivo Hashem es habrocha, the pasuk says. The person has the good eye is blessed because that's where Hashem places the blessing. Shehu bechinas Yosef hatzadik, that's merames to Yosef hatzadik, She'omad benisoyon, who stood up to the test with the wife of Potiphar, v'shomer esabris, and he upheld the covenant, she'ideze zocho lehinotzel mira'ayin, and through this he was zocho to be saved from that power of ra'ayin, ki hu bechinas toivayin, because Yosef hatzadik is an example of this toivayin, bechinas, as it says in the blessing that Yaakov Avinu gave him, ben poiros, Alei oyin, and the Gemara says v'dor shvazal oylei ayin, his elevated eye. Ki ikur bechinas toivayin hual yedei shmiras habris, because one of the most important ways that a Jew is zeichet to connect to this toivayin is by being pure in this area, by being careful not to think sinful thoughts, certainly not to look where we're not supposed to, and not to chas v'shalom commit any sins of pigam abris. V'zehu, and this is why the pasuk says, begins, La'yehudim hoisa oira, for the Jewish people there was light. Oira daiko, bechinas oir heinayim, referring to the light of the eyes. Bechinas toivayim, we know that toiv is light. The pasuk says in the beginning of creation, Vayara lekimes ha'oir ki toiv. Vezehu oira zu toira, and that's why the Gemara says oira refers to toira, ki klal kol hatoira hu bebechinas toivayin. Because if we want to summarize the entire Torah, the entire Yiddishkeit, it's all about toivayin, bechinas bereshis. As we quoted earlier from the Tikkuni Zohar, that the word bereshis is roshei and bas. Roshei refers to the three forefathers of the Jews, refers to the three colored parts of the eye, the tlas gavnen de'ena, and bas refers to the pupil of the eye, the bas ayin. Bechinas, as we say when we're praying to Hashem to be zeichet, to have the right connection to the Torah, what do we say? V'ho'er einenu b'soirosecho, Hashem, please light up our eyes with your Torah. Any questions, please, before we close?
Could you just clarify about the bris milah? At the time when the orla is removed and folded back, that becomes bas ayin?
Yes.
And it changes it from the category of ayin ra to ayin tov, from ayin ra to ayin tov?
Yes. When Yecheskel Anofi saw a vision of the throne of Hashem, he saw four negative forces surrounding it, which he describes. He calls them Anan Gadol, a great cloud, Ruach Sa'ara, a storm wind, Eish Mislakachas, a black fire, and then Noiga, a twilight, a type of twilight. All four of these were surrounding the Chashmal, the divine light of Hashem. And the Sifrei Kabbalah have thousands of pages on this, and the Sifrei Chassidus, and Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in many different chapters in Likutei Moran. And he associates it with the Bris Kodesh, that we're told that in the area of the Bris, which is one of the holiest parts of a person, in that area also there are these four klipos that are covering the Kiddush of the holiness. And three of them represent total evil. Three of them are supposed to be removed completely, eliminated. The fourth one, which is called Noiga, twilight, is referred to as a combination of good and bad. And there, we always have to perform some kind of a special procedure, a process, to separate the good from the bad, and to integrate the good in holiness, and to get rid of the bad. An example of this, for a moment, is the law of Arla, that when we plant a tree, the first 3 years, the produce is forbidden. It's treif. A treif apple, a treif orange. You ever hear of that? Yes, it's called Arla. The fourth year, Netarvai, it's almost kosher. You have to bring it to Yerushalayim. By bringing it to Yerushalayim, you kosher it. This is the attitude towards these four klipos and these two categories, the ra gomur, the total evil, versus the toivora. Now the Sifrei Kabbalah explained that when a bris milah is being performed, there are two steps. There's the chituch and there's the priya. Chituch means cutting, the cutting away, slicing away, removal completely of a certain part of skin. And then there's another part of skin that has to be folded over in order to reveal the atorah, as it's called, the crown. The Sifrei Kabbalah explained that the orla is those three klipos, which are compared to clouds that block the light of the sun. Remember, the eyes, the vision. A person sees, and on a clear day, you can see forever. On a cloudy day, your vision is clouded. We use the term clouded vision, that kind of thing. So we have this similar concept in the eyes, and we have this concept of the clouds that are covering these klipos, that are covering the Bris Kodesh, the holiness of the Bris Kodesh.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Sure. People know that Arabs do circumcision also, but they only do the mila. They don't do the priya. And the Gemara says, mol v'loi pora ki'ilu loi mol. The most important effort here requires addressing that noiga, that combination of good and bad. When something is completely evil, it's easier for normal people to recognize that. When something is good and bad mixed together, it's twilight, that's where it's much more difficult. That's where the main work needs to be done. To be continued, wishing everybody a wonderful day, refuahs and yeshuas for all of us, Mitzvah Shem, and all of Klal Yisrael.
Amen.
Sure, all the best. Yes.
Adam Nassim.
Yes.
There's another thing which I heard from grandson of Yaakov Meir Schechter,
yes,
who was also Noya.
Mm-hmm.
He said that it's important for the person of the Kabbalah to leave some of the prayer, not to cut it completely.
Mm-hmm.
So with the lessons comes out that it's good for the person to have a little bit of Noiga.
Of course.
Left.
Because we're trying to integrate the good of Noiga into the Kedusha. That's the concept of making part of the weekdays into Shabbos.
Thank you very much, Rav Nosson.
Thank all of you. All the best.
Thank you so much, Rav Nosson. Have a good day.
A good day.